News, I'm Ben Thomas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more than 160 people remain missing in the Hill Country, where the flooding death toll is already over 100. Saka Magani on what the Trump administration is saying.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
We're still looking for a lot of little girls.
At a cabinet meeting, a visibly emotional Noem described the weekend scene at Camp Mystic. She was there a day after floodwater swept it away, killing more than two dozen campers and counselors.
The parents that were looking for their children and picking up their daughter's stuffed animals out of the mud.
President Trump says he and the First Lady will visit Friday as they hold out hope some survivors will be found.
Probably unlikely at this point, but there could be, I mean, they're thinking there could be the possibility, but what a tragic situation.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned to the White House this evening for talks with President Trump about a proposed Gaza peace deal with Hamas. Earlier, during that cabinet meeting, Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff spoke of progress.
We are hopeful that by the end of this week, we will have an agreement that will bring us into a 60-day ceasefire. 10 live hostages will be released. 9 deceased will be released.
The Israeli military says 5 of its soldiers were killed in an attack in northern Gaza today. Meanwhile, health officials in the territory report 51 Palestinians killed in Israeli airstrikes. Separately, Israel said it targeted a senior Hamas militant with an airstrike in Lebanon. And Charles Sheeran reports for the first time in almost 20 years, travelers will no longer be required to take off their shoes for airport security screenings.
Some airports have already put this new policy into place, unannounced, where they are not requiring shoe removal. On Sunday, that's expected to go into effect for most U.S. airports, and shortly after that, at all U.S. airports.
This is AP News. Julie Walker reports intense downpours like those in Texas last weekend are becoming more frequent.
More than 100 people died in Texas Hill Country over the weekend after 12 inches of rain fell in just a few hours. Last year, Hurricane Helene dumped more than 30 inches of rain in western North Carolina, where flooding killed 108. Experts say human-caused climate change is setting the stage because a hotter atmosphere holds more water.
When we do these larger area analyses,
atmospheric scientist Ken Kunkel at North Carolina State,
definite signal that the most extreme rainfall events have increased in the eastern U.S.
But he says it's impossible to predict where flooding will occur in any given year. I'm Julie Walker.
The latest developments can be found at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.